It's just unfortunate. I mean, that's twice he's been hit there. Ideally, we want to put him back to where he is, but we might have to think about other alternatives to stop him getting hit by these cars. We don't want the only dinosaur in Glenrothes going extinct. We'd hope to leave him in the Caskyburn area. And he was moved in 2011. And the reason we've done that is, as I say, we wanted to have somewhere prominence on some of the town art that we've got, including the hands and the totem poles and stuff like that. So we moved them to better locations so more of the public in Glenrothes could enjoy them. The forklift, a tractor, trailer. There was about four or five bits of machinery and two or three guys trying to move it. And when we move it back, we'll have to move it back probably with a crane and slings and stuff, because when we did lift it, of course, there was extra bits of scrapes. It's going to be a wee tricky one. And that's why we didn't want it to get hit again, because it is a bit of a nightmare trying to move it about.